afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Many of you know that my childhood dreams, or I should say dreams, were one, becoming an airline pilot, commercial airline pilot, but that's gone now. So I didn't become a pilot, so I had the other dream that was becoming a stand-up comedian. That's also long gone. But now I do have a new dream, that when I retire as a minister, hopefully I make it that long, pray for me, that I'm going to retire in New Hampshire, that I'm going to buy the biggest Harley Davidson. Did I say that right? And when I retire, I'm going to, that's biggest baby, I'm going to pick the color, it's going to be purple, all right? It's huge, and then one summer afternoon, I'm just going to drive by on my way to Laconia, New Hampshire. I think that's where all the bikers go to, right? Or Franconia, Laconia, all those lake regions. I'm going to stop by Wyndham at 9 o'clock. And I'm going to turn that engine, baby, right by the windows. Hopefully by then the trustee will have this project will soundproof, all right? I'm going to crank it up. And I'm going to say, gotcha, ha, 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 ha. That's my new dream. Well, we have dreams, visions, and goals and plans. And scripture also said all things work, you know, God works in all things. All things work together for the good of those who love God. Do they? Do all things really work together? If you ask Stephen Curtis Chapman, one of the famous Christian contemporary artists, today, he would say, yes. But when he went through this one tragic, he wouldn't be able to answer because he too asked this question, Lord, no. Why? Why me? If you know the story of the Chapman's family, Maria Chapman, who was 5 years old, the family, this Christian musician family, adopted this 5-year little girl from China. They brought her from birth, infant, and brought her to life, and has this long plans and goals of bringing this baby up to 95 and 100 years old. Who knew? But on May 21st, on that tragic day, at the age of 5, Maria Chapman was tragically killed on their own driveway by a family member. Stephen Curtis Chapman held the baby in his arm and said, Lord, not her, not her, not now. But through the comforts of family members, his wife and his family, and said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes. In his time, God makes all things beautiful. And that Stephen would need to give up this baby to safely in the arms of God, Jesus. Do all things work together? Really? Does God really have a hope and a future and a plan for us? This morning we're going to ask another gentleman or person by the name of Joseph in the Bible, in the Old Testament. You know, Joseph had a dream. You all know the story, don't you? His parents, Jacob and Esau, came from Isaac. And right from his family root, there's a mess, this chaos, this confusion. It's a messy situation. Then when Joseph came, he happened to be the favorite son of Jacob, 12 sons. Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob. And he had a weight of talents and skills of using his word too much or speaking too much, as some would say it. And he's a tattletaler. He gave bad reports about his brothers. So his father used him as a spy to spy on his brothers. His brother did not like that at all. Make things worse, he shared his dreams and his vision to his brothers. That didn't receive very well. And what did his brother do to Joseph? They threw him in the pit to die. But then they had a change of mind and they sold him as a slave to a slave trader on their way to Egypt. Joseph ended up in Egypt, and did things get better for him at the age of 17? No. There he was traded as a slave. He was trafficked. He was bought as a slave. Remember, God gave him a dream, a plan, this huge dream. Even the moon and the star bow down to him. This isn't supposed to be like this. It isn't supposed to be like this. He ended up in Egypt, a foreign land, without family members, without parents, without loved ones, in the hands of Potiphar, a stranger. Did things get better for Joseph? No. He was wrongly accused for rape in the house of Potiphar, the crime he did not commit, and he was thrown into jail. There in jail, he makes some friends. God gave him this gift. God was with him. But did things get better for Joseph? No. There in jail, he helped out people. He helped two people in particular. The servants of Pharaoh the king, the baker and the cupbearer who was in jail. And Joseph interpreted their dreams and helped them out. But when the cupbearer got up from jail, and Joseph said this to the man he helped. He said, remember me when you got out of this jail. Remember me. Did the guy remember? No, he did not. The man he helped out forgot, not just for 1 month, 2 months, but 2 full years. But then, just at the right time and the right moment, the most powerful, the greatest person on earth at that time, Pharaoh the king, had a dream that no one could interpret. All the wisdom, all the wise people in the whole nation, the whole world gathered to help this king, but they could not. So this cupbearer, the one Joseph helped, remember that Joseph had a special gift. So he mentioned to the king, and finally Joseph came to the king and interpreted the king's dream, where I'm going to cut the details, but it's about the fat cows and the skinny cows, 7 of them, and the fat grain and just skinny grains, as we call it, all right? It's about the coming of prosperity of Egypt and then the famine that will coming in the world. Joseph interpreted the dream correctly. And the king promoted him as the prime minister of Egypt. Where did he start it out? At 17 years old, as Hebrew slaves. Betrayed and rejected by his own family, his own friends, the people he trusted. And for 13 long years, things did not get better. In fact, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. So we ask this question, do all things really work together for the good? Does God has a plan for you and for me for a future, as the scripture says? A plan to prosper you. A plan to give you hope and a future. A plan not to intend evil, not to harm you. Look at all the stories in the Bible that God delivered, God provided for them. Joseph, Daniel, Esther, Ruth. We have to say yes and yes and yes. God has a perfect track record in fulfilling His promise, His words. Men and women in graduate class of 2016, you can truly trust God with every details, aspects of your life. You can trust Him. You can trust God with your future. Because a God, the God we worship, is the God who provides, the God who cares, the God who will come through in the end. The God who has worked all things out for your good. Even when things make no sense. Even when your brothers and sisters rejected you and sold you and betray you. Let's hope not. Even when you felt like you've been done wrong. Even when you feel that your situations, your circumstances are not getting better. But know that God makes no mistakes. God makes zero mistakes. In God, there is no flaws. So the providence of God, the God who provides, in the English words, let me just spend 20 seconds schooling you on English words, okay? If I may. Providence, I believe, comes from the English words, these two things to put together, pro-video. Pro, before, video, to see. God sees it all before. God sees your past. God sees your present. God sees your future. So the providence of God, the God who provides, the God who we worship, really is that God is in control. God is sovereign. He sees the beginning, the end of your future, whether it's 5 years old or 75 years old or 95 years old like Kimball there. In wisdom. No matter how long, no matter how tough, how difficult, no matter the messiness, the confusion, all these things that you can't see through because you have this vision of your life, your future to go straight, right, the smooth path. I mean, Joseph had that dream that he will become a great guy, that his brothers and his family will worship him and people worship him, but for 13 long years, it was all this crooked and ups and downs. His life. But with God, everything that happened to you, everything that will happen to you is under His watchful eyes, and He cares for you and He loves you. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So, Romans 8:28. For we know that in all things, God works. All things work together for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. If you believe that God is real, if you believe that God is true, if you believe that God's word is true, then you're going to believe in the hope and the promise that God has given to you. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And there's a lot in this one verse right there. It doesn't say, and we know that for all things, accidents, cancer, sickness, aging, troubles, they are not good. Right? We are made for eternity. We're made forever. But things happen, accident happen, tragedy happen, sickness happen. But the scripture said, in all things, even with those things, God works for the good of those Here's the key, the foundation that we rely on. It's a gigantic building of hope and promise. Therefore, we need this gigantic foundation. It's like the tallest skyscraper going up. It needs a right foundation, a strong foundation, and the foundation that is who, what? Who love who? Who love Christ? Who love Jesus Christ? Who have been called according to his purpose? So men and women, today, not only at the beginning of the service, I did not only say you're all beautiful, you're all gorgeous, God loves you, but you know what? Your new name is you're all the God lovers. Do you know that? You are the God lovers. How do we love God? Shema, the scripture said, you shall love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We are the one who love Christ. We are the one who love God. We are the God lovers. Since we are the God lovers, guess who is watching over us? God. Joseph knew that. Joseph saw God in everything in his life. In fact, that's the message of Genesis 50. He knew all along, but you know what? All things happen to me. All bad stuff happened to me. I struggle. I suffer for 13 years, and you intended to harm me. And here's the greatest thing we remember about Joseph's life. And he credited everything back to God. He saw God in everything. That's what happened when you love him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. That we use, you will see the hands of God in everything, the providence of God in everything. You will be able to trust him. You will be able to follow him. Why? Because he is like the greatest coach on earth. He's like the greatest pastor, the greatest teacher, the greatest leader. God has a future. He has a plan. And that plan is to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. When God has a plan like that, would you not follow him? Can you say yes? When God has a future like that, will you not love him and trust him? Yes. Yes and yes. You can trust him. Oh, I've been through my own life, and you all have stories like that, that where you didn't know how you could you possibly got through in life. And then at the right time, the right moment, God showed up, even when you couldn't possibly figure it out. One quick story. I have been working so hard and studied so hard, and I used up my laptop. And about a month ago, I had to do this incredible one important task at home, and I couldn't go anywhere. I was locked in. And right in the middle, I was locked in with time. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't move. And right in the middle of the project, my computer get overheated. I wasn't knowledgeable in computer, okay? I can do email, Facebook, maybe Twitter if I twist enough. But I didn't know what to do when my computer get overheated. The only automatic minds, my brain said, you know, put it in the freezer. Put it in the freezer because it was hot. It was burning. I don't want the house to be on fire. So I did. I turned it off. I put it right in the freezer. Folks, it does not work, okay? Just the own story. So I put that thing in the freezer thinking it might help. And I was limited with times. I couldn't go to Best Buy to get $5 worth of laptop, whatever, you know. So I was praying on my knees, literally on my knees praying and say, Lord, not now, not here. I need this. I need to finish this. God did not answer my prayer, even with on my knees. At that moment, I want the whole torn, the ceiling to be opened up in my house, just like the story you heard about Jesus, the friends that took their friend to Jesus for healing, remember? That I was hoping that the rooftop will be torn up and there will be, bam, a big light and that something will work and that God will answer my prayer. I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I believe in the Bible. I believe in God. I mean, I pray for that hour. I pray that something will work out. In the meantime, my laptop was frozen in the freezer. God did not answer my prayer that day. But you know, in the very same week, when I needed, a friend of mine, by just total surprise, sent me a gift, the right amount of money to replace my computer. That thing called Apple. All right? Now I have a working computer. I couldn't even figure out how to print from there. I'm still using those pages, whatever you call it, the pages of computer. But he came the right time, the right moment. Yes, with God, it all makes sense. Never, never give up. Never give up, even when the going get tough. Even when temptations of all kinds come at you. Just like Joseph. But God, hold on to God. Because in Christ, all things hold together. In Christ, all things hold together. Believe in him. Trust in him. Follow him. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you please stand and join us in our closing song?